Welcome to the Life Church St. Peter's Message of the Week. We hope you're encouraged by today's message and encounter God's heart through it. To find out more about us, visit lifechurchstpeters.com.
We're going to switch what we had planned this morning up quite a bit. And Derek, we're going to finish with communion in just a couple of minutes. So this morning, I just want to share for just a couple of minutes. And I'm going to start with what I was going to finish with, and I'm going to finish what I was going to start with. I think I said that right. So it's kind of a great, but how? If we could put up on the screen Acts 16, I believe it was one of the last passages I had for this morning. Acts 16, verses 22 to 26 is out of the New American Standard. This is where Paul and Silas had been preaching and ministering. Things should have been going great, and they were going great. But what happened after that wasn't what they had planned on. Great things were happening, and then seemingly disaster struck. Painful things struck. And these two men of God, these two servants of God, these two sons of the Most High ended up in prison. And it's not like our prisons. This prison would have been underneath the ground, underneath the surface, with running sewage and rats and no color TV, no three meals a day, no exercise room, no air conditioning. It would have been horrific beyond horrific, assaulting every sense that they had. And why? Because they've been preaching the gospel, seeing people set free, doing God's will, seemingly doing nothing wrong. But this was their quote unquote reward. Acts 16, verse 22. So the crowd rose up against them, Paul and Silas, and the chief magistrates tore their robes off them and proceeded to order them to be beaten with rods. And when they had struck them with many blows, I wonder how many blows some people in this room feel like they've been beaten with. When they had struck them with many blows, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to guard them securely. And he, having received such a command, threw them into the inner prison, the darkest of the dark place, and fastened their feet in the stocks. So what do they do? How do they respond? But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. How do they respond? But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God. How did they respond to this unwarranted, unjust situation? But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there came a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. That doesn't make sense. I know how I respond when things aren't going well. I'm not going to say it's little girly whining. No offense. But I don't respond well at times when things aren't going well. But the scripture gives us insights into how to release the power of God, how to invite the presence of God, how to cooperate with the presence of God. Because so many people in this room, you're in a great place. You got an end of the year bonus. Your wife still loves you. She still thinks you're funny. The cars are running great. Your team is still in the playoff hunt. Amen. Yeah. For many people, things are just going swimmingly, as the Brits would say. There's other people sitting right next to you. It's just like, I can't take anymore. I just can't take anymore. I can't take anymore. And it seems like you did nothing to warrant your current situation. You believe in God, you're reading your Bible, going to church, saying nice things about people. And it just seems like you're getting beaten up by life. And it just seems like it's not getting better, but maybe, possibly it's just getting worse. And so what do? We were worshiping this morning. It was amazing. We find home. We find a home in His presence. And these two servants of God, just normal people like me and you, they have big names now. Bible names now. But they're in a horrible place. It stinks all around them, literally. And so what's their response? They could have just cried out to God. Could have done a lot of different things. They chose to worship. Without a cool worship team, they just chose to worship right in the midst of the ugliness, right where it stinks, where there's rats scurrying around them. They just chose to worship God. So here's the great but how. How does I can do this? I can do this. I can't sound like them. But in my situation, I can do this. The situation wants to squeeze me and you. And my response is I can find Him in the midst of it because He's an ever-present help. He's always there. He's always there. So it's an encouragement for you, an opportunity for you and me to learn how to do this in the midst of. Praying in Jesus' name, the shackles fall off. Praying in Jesus' name, the prison doors get thrown open. But it's almost like a story out of Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Some of us will be familiar with that story. Thrown into the fiery furnace by a wicked king because they wouldn't bow down to a wicked king. And so they're thrown into this fiery furnace. I think it even says it was heated up 7 times normal hot. And they said, we will not bow down, and our God will deliver us. But even if He doesn't, I will worship, and I will praise Him, and I will not do what you're asking. Because my God is God. I don't care the circumstance. I don't care if I go to see Him. I'm going to worship my God. Yes. So even for me, even if my prison doors don't get thrown open, I'm going to do what Jesus did. I'll look to my Father with my dying breath. And so for you and your situation, for those of us, not everyone in this room, maybe even a small percentage, you have options. We have choices. And I choose Jesus. I choose praise. I choose worship. It doesn't make sense. I get it to the natural mind. They're shackled in the worst, the darkest, the stinkiest, and yet they chose praise and worship. That's my choice. It can be your choice. Derek, could you come up? We're going to conclude with communion. Like I said, this was not what we had planned this morning.
Thanks for checking out the Life Church St. Peter's Message of the Week. For more podcasts and additional information, visit us at lifechurchstpeters.com.